It's moisturized, the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, different moisturized Raleigh 903. New blend, new taste, new freshness. It's the new, all-new moisturized Raleigh 903. Program starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGeehan, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro Goldwyn Mayer's popular show off and the popular comedian and star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, all my relatives who gathered here this evening. We're happy to see you.
903, Rod.
903, Red. You say, I like the tie you're wearing.
Oh?
Is it a Christmas present?
You ought to know you forced it on me.
Just a minute, the tie I gave you is green. That one's red.
I know, I haven't taken it out of the paper yet.
I like the color of the paper better than I did the tie, you know.
Say, did you have a good time, New Year's?
So they tell me, yes.
Well, how'd you like those tickets I got for you for the Rose Bowl?
Oh, say, they were wonderful. They had Swiss Alpine climbers for ushers over there. I was so high up that I bought my program from the guy in the Goodyear blimp. And on top of that, the lady sits in front of me. She had on a hat that looked like two chickens fighting in a plate of spaghetti. I'm getting feathers about 3 feet high. For a minute, I thought it was David Forrester's.
Obstructed your view, huh?
Yeah, I said to her, I said, look, lady, take off that hat or this community is going to have a new Jack the Snipper.
Did she remove her hat?
Huh?
Did she remove her hat?
My case comes up Thursday. Hey, by the way, it's not there. It's right. Hey, by the way, here's the $5 I bet on the game right here.
Oh, forget it, Red. I wouldn't take your money. I don't want it.
No, well, then let go of it. You're breaking Lincoln's neck.
See, I understand you and your gang from the California Country Club chartered a bus to go to the game.
Yeah, oh, it was wonderful. 38 members sat on one side of me and 48 on the other side of me, right in the middle.
Huh?
That felt like a club sandwich. You know, ham between well-bred people, you know.
Well, say, Red, one of the club members told me that you did a show all the way over and all the way back on the bus. Is that right?
Yeah, I tried to keep everybody from getting bored, see, so I told jokes and did all my comedy routines from vaudeville.
What'd they enjoy the most?
Getting off the bus. Well, I was doing my act, members threw pennies at me, you know. Well,
why was that?
Well, they figured if Hope was on the float, they ought to have a little charity on the bus.
Tell me, Red, didn't you like the game?
Well, no, I didn't. It was a shame about that poor UCLA, you know. I think they made only one mistake, though.
What was that?
Showing up for the game.
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to taste better. It's moisturized to smoke milder. Yes, this new Raleigh 903 is moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process. That fresh, clean, beneficial moisture penetrates every leaf, every fiber of Raleigh's choice tobaccos, brings you new mellow taste, new mildness, new freshness. It's the new, all-new Raleigh 903.
And medical science offers you proof positive. No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smokers, smoke this new Raleigh 903. New blend, new freshness, new taste. You'll see the number 903 on the government stamp. This Raleigh 903 is new. all new.
Smoke the new, all new Raleigh 903.
It's moisturized.
And now our lovely Anita. Oh, by the way, congratulations, Anita, on winning the Al Jarvis 5th Annual National Make-Believe Ballroom Popularity Poll last night. Now Anita will sing I See Your Face Before Me.
Okay, go ahead, honey.
I see your face before me, crowding my every dream. There's your face before me, you are my only theme. It doesn't matter where you are, I can see how faint you are. I close my eyes and tragic in all my dreams of you. Would that my love could haunt you so, knowing I want you so. I can't
satire are about education and school.
Clem had a head in which nothing would stick, neither reading, writing, arithmetic. The source of his trouble was a head that was double, and as a result, twice as thick. Chapter 1. Clem Cadigglehopper at School.
Is over. Back to school. Back to school. See, I better go to school if I can learn to read this thing. Yes, sir, boy. I may not be bright, but I'm always at the head of my class. Standing in the corner, of course. I hate wearing that dunce cap, though. It don't fit me very good. The point ain't long enough for my head. I could only learn to write my name, you know. That's like, Clem is all right. I can spell that, but Cadigglehopper, I wear out 6 to 8 pencils.
Oh, Clem, you like me.
Well, Sarah, do. Howdy duty to you, too.
Carry my books to school for me?
I don't care.
Well, Clem, it's 1947. Did you make any resolution?
Yes, I did. I made up my mind I wasn't going to breathe anymore.
Well, Clem, about breathing,
gave that up last year.
You should have resolved to try and be smarter. Sure. And I'll bet you if you wanted to, you could cultivate your mind.
She ought to know better than that, huh? Cultivate it? Who could I get to have it plowed under?
Well, if you don't get promoted pretty soon, I ain't going to be your girl. Yeah. I don't want a beau who can't get out of the third grade.
Oh, you don't, huh?
No.
Well, a man that's smart enough to get out of the third grade is too smart to be your girl. He's too smart to be your boy. You see, I fell in my mother's wife tub and I got a little bluing in my gray matter. You know?
Kids?
Well, I don't know why I should be. My rompers is as nice as theirs. Although it is kind of annoying when they pull my pigtails all the time. Well, I can stand it, though. I'm in love with my teacher. You know, I've got a crush on her.
Your teacher? Why, she's old enough to be your grandmother.
Well, and if my grandpappy had any sense, she would have been. Hey, there's old Harry Anger's storehouse over there. I think I'll sneak over and get Marilyn Reinhardt, my teacher, an apple.
Well, an apple won't make that old grouch like you.
Old grouch?
Yeah.
Oh, get her a crab apple. It's too fast for her. She didn't get it. Oh, boy, I'm hotter tonight than a $2 smudge pot. Well, I don't care. I'm wearing my bulletproof vest.
Oh, Clem, are you all right?
Yes, but I sure wish this vest had a shirt tail on it.
I do declare, Clem, you're the number one moron.
Well, thank you. And I hope Mortimer Snurd heard that. I'm getting a little too cocky lately.
That's because he's smarter than you.
Mortimer Snurd smarter? How come he calls me professor then?
Oh, Clem.
Good humor?
No, that's scolding. Come on, let's hurry. We're going to be late. Come on, let's run.
Okay.
Clem, you're going in the wrong direction.
Oh, darn. I got on the wrong side of bed this morning and screwed my feet on backwards. Look, you go ahead, Sarah. I don't want to go to school. I didn't do my homework last night.
Well, what were you supposed to do?
Well, everybody in the class was supposed to write an essay about their ambition, and my ambition is to be a great scientist.
Well, why didn't you write it?
I couldn't figure out a way to get the top off of the inkwell.
Be late.
Well, I don't care. Whenever I do get to school on time, nobody else shows up.
When have you ever been on time?
Every Saturday.
But there's no school on Saturday, Clem.
There ain't?
No.
Boy, it didn't take them Republicans long to change things around.
You just don't want to go to school today because you know you're not going to get promoted.
Well, oh, you don't think I will. I'll bet you my frog sticker I will.
Yeah. All right, children, hurry up.
A bachelor girl. Don't stand there. You hear her. Good AM, teacher.
Clem, put that cigarette out.
It's a rolling.
Oh, well, different. Clem, you're just the boy I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Would you clean the blackboard?
Well,
here's a bucket and a rag. Thanks a lot.
Didn't have much choice, did I? I often wondered what happened to them wax sergeants. Now I know. Well, just clean this thing up. Oh, it's quite a job, though. Oh, fiddlesticks. I give up.
What's wrong, Clem?
Oh, that blackboard. I just can't get it clean. The more I wash it, the blacker it gets.
Sit down. How did you ever get out of the kindergarten?
Well, one of the kids I started with wound up teaching, and they let me out, you know.
Boys and girls, I know you're anxious to get your mid-semester promotion cards so you can move on to your new classes.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, do hop and fetch it.
Yes, teacher.
Your card, and congratulations.
Oh, gee, a double promotion.
Yeah, one for each head.
Clem Kittle-Hopper?
Yes, ma'am?
Your card and congratulations.
Well, I'll be. Well, you know, this is the happiest day of my life. Not only do I win my bet from Sarah Dew, but I won't have to sit in this old third grade for the rest of the term. I'm kind of proud of myself.
Oh, Clem. Clem, I'm so happy.
Yep.
After 4 years, you got out of the third grade.
Yep, they're putting me back in the session.
Listen. That jet of fresh pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Rolly 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to taste better. It's moisturized to smoke milder. Yes, this new moisturized Rolly 903 is unlike any Rolly cigarette you've ever smoked before. It's new, all-new, new blend, new freshness, new taste. And remember,
medical science offers proof positive. According to tests certified by a jury of 14 doctors, no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
The new Rolly 903 is moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process. That fresh, clean, beneficial moisture penetrates every leaf, every fiber of Rolly's choice tobaccos, brings you new mellow taste, new mildness, new freshness.
Smoke the new, all-new Rolly 903.
It's moisturized.
And now for our amigos in Mexico who call me Chiquito Hombre Skeleton. Skeleton, rather. David Forrester in his Rolly Cigarette Orchestra play Chuchita. Jesusita, rather. From the Gay Caballero.
We'll be right back.
Chapter 3, Never Too Young to Line. Junior got tired of nothing but play, so off to school he skipped one day. Inside his lunchbox he hid some large rocks. If you want to donate new windows, you may.
Yoo-hoo, Nemar! The atomic yearling at home.
Oh, darling, is that my sweet little angel? Heaven's little bundle of joy.
Excuse me, ma'am, I'm in the wrong house.
Oh, you are. Come here, Junior. It's time for your... Good heavens. Where did you get that bloody nose and that black eye?
We were playing football and I was UCLA.
You've been fighting again.
No.
Did you run into that little bully down the street?
No, I didn't run into your bully. Jesse Fisk is all. Jesse. You know, I think them Wheaties you've been feeding me backfired on me.
Now get yourself upstairs.
No, okay.
Oh, wait, Junior. What are you doing with those books under your arm?
I'm teaching myself how to read.
Oh, that's impossible.
Oh, you think so, huh? When you hear me read?
Yes.
Right, now, what? The man of and the it and... Of course, there's some words in between there. I hadn't figured out what they mean.
Well, it's nice of you to try to learn.
Yeah, and such nice books to read from, too.
Let me see those books.
Yeah.
How to Mix Drinks. Yearly Racing Form. Junior! How many times have I told you to stay out of your grandfather's library?
Well, if you don't, how about let me go to school?
Huh? You wouldn't know what to do in school.
Yes, I would. First thing you do is you take your teacher a nice, big, juicy apple.
Then what?
And then you let her have it right in the mouth. Can I go to school?
Honey, you can go to school when you're a little older.
Well, now I'm going to go to school now.
You come back here.
Here, let go of me. You're breaking me arm. No, no, no. Let go. Let go. You're pulling out of your socket. You're pulling out.
Oh, he wants to go to school.
Yeah,
when you get older, you can go.
No, you let me go to school now, or I'm going to tell.
You tell what?
I will tell everybody that you is a bookie on the side.
Why, Junior, I'm no such thing.
Oh, no? Hey, Queenie, $2 on triplicates.
Okay, bud. Win, place, or show.
I'm warning you. You'd better behave. Maybe if you went to kindergarten.
You mean with a lot of little boys and girls?
Yes.
Where they sing and play?
Yes.
Ring around the roses?
Yes.
And string beads and draw pictures on your blackboard?
Yes.
Wouldn't waste me spitballs on them.
Maybe if I talked to the principal, Clarence Stout, he'd overlook your age and let you visit the kindergarten today.
The candy garden?
No.
The candy garden.
Stop.
You want to go to school with me?
Yes. I'm going to let you visit the kindergarten.
Oh, you want me to spoil it for the rest of them, huh? Well, I'm not going.
But just a minute ago, you said you wanted to go to school.
Yes, cool, yes. But not kindergarten. Kindergarten is for the little babies, you know. I'm more interested in the girls about 7 or 8.
Junior, do you think you're ready for real school?
Well, the real question is they ready for me?
You've no school supplies.
Sure I have. I got me slingshot, me tacks, me spitballs, and me ukulele.
What about your books?
I'll throw them when I run out of the other ammunition.
Come on, I'll take you to school.
Oh, good. He's going to school. He's going to school.
Don't run into the street.
Right.
You might get hit by a car and then traffic would be held up.
Yes. Yeah. You love me, Here, Grandma, here, let me open the schoolhouse door for you.
Oh, boy, don't you
be digging these boys, aren't
you? Junior, be quiet. The students are studying.
Well, they might as well get used to me now, you know. Hey, Grandma, look, there's a broken statue. Look at that. Boy, what a fight that must have been. Look, nothing left with the head. Look.
Oh, that's George Washington. It's a bust.
It sure is, boy. And remember, it was busted before I got here. Hey, look at the kids in there studying. Oh, a whole room of them. Look at them, all asleep. Look at them. Hey, there's one kid over there. Look, he's reading a book, U.S. History. On the outside, it says. On the inside, it says Flash Gordon. I don't think it's going to take me very long to catch on around here, you know.
Here's the principal's office.
Oh?
Go through that door, Junior.
Oh.
Junior!
Well, you said go through the door.
Wait till I open it.
Now she tells me.
What happened?
Hmm?
Oh, Vernon, Junior, hello.
Shut up. This guy's in a rut, you know. Hey, quiz kid, are you an absent-minded professor?
Why, no, Junior.
You know.
No. What makes you say that?
Well, you're writing with a cigarette and you're smoking a fountain pen.
You know, I wondered why when I blew a smoke ring, I had to blot it.
Mm.
Here. Well, what can I do for you, Junior?
Well, I want to go to school. Who hires the kids around here?
Oh.
I want to get hired.
You want to go to school?
Yes, I'd like to, if I could.
Verna.
Yes.
We teachers don't get much money. Of course, we are hoping for a raise, but not that kind of money.
Well, I wouldn't make so much trouble. Now, look, Skinny. Me head is burning for learning. Sign me up, will you? Did I read to the high
school? No. Do you really think that you're smart enough to go to school?
Sure, I'm smart.
You
ask me a question.
Well,
make it a good one. Make it a good one.
Well, all right. Now, let me make it a good one. Yes, what is 2 times 2?
That is a good one, isn't it? Now, ask me another one.
You haven't answered that one.
Oh, right. Yes.
Now, 2 times 2.
Two times 2. Yes. Well, I claim to be a genius to know.
You see, you don't even know what 2 times 2 is.
Yes, I does. 2 times 2 is 903.
Junior, do you expect me to accept that answer?
If you're smart, yes. That's better when I don't read what's here, you know.
I thought maybe if you let him sit in class with the children for a while,
yes,
he might stop being so destructive.
Well, Verna, that might be a good idea, but if he sits with the children, the question is, who will influence whom?
Who will influence whom?
Yes.
Well, that's easy. Just tell me which is who or whom.
Junior, I really think you're too little.
Either or either. This or that. Hit him on the head with a pussy cat. What's your name? Put in frame. Ask me again. I'll tell you the same.
The man is talking.
Yeah?
You see what I mean, Mr. South?
Yes, I certainly do, yes. But I'm sure that a day in our school would do him a world of good. And what's more, Verna, where did the boy go?
Oh, Junior!
The door is open. Come on, let's look in the hall.
Okay.
Oh! Look at the writing on all those walls!
Junior was here.
Oh, here he comes. With one of the teachers, yes.
Madam, I must say this child has great imagination. He came into my chemistry class and wanted to know if there was a way to mix uranium with bubble gum. He wanted to make it worthwhile when it popped.
Why did you go to the chemistry class, Junior?
I don't know. I just do it. Oh, it sure was interesting in there. All the widow students was pouring things out of one bottle into another bottle. Some of them smoked, some of them did, some of them freezing, bubble all over the place.
Oh, he wasn't any bother.
No, Grandma. What's the matter, Grandma? Are you mad at me?
No, dear. I must be getting old and cranky. I was all set to punish you. I was so positive you were being bad.
Oh?
And all the time, you were being a good, sweet boy.
Oh?
And behaving like a little gentleman. Will you forgive me, dear?
Well, if you'll do something for me.
What is it, dear?
Overlook that.
Forrester and Walker City, the Alice Grenfeld, the T.G. Pearson, Pat McGee, and wonderful Smith of the Earth, truly, Ronald O'Connor. The next Tuesday, then,
Mr. Petko, saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening. Thanks for buying love.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. deep-down satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.